both readings and gospel come together. In the first reading, Moses says, "In observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Observe them carefully." In the gospel, Jesus says, "You disregard God's commandments by clinging to human tradition." And then in the second reading, James says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourself." Just three things that I read right now have a connection. And that is that sometimes we know the commandments, but we don't practice them. We don't follow them. Faith and works are not separate. They say that that faith and works are like scissors, that you can't say which blade is going to cut it. They both have to work together. They're inseparable. So we have to look ourselves. I bet if I ask everybody here, if you believe in God, everybody will raise their hands, because otherwise we wouldn't be here, all right? But if I was to ask you, do you believe God? All right? That we have to think about a little more profoundly. Because believing in God and the existence, in the Creator who gave us life, gives us love and all that, it's one thing. But believing God and what He says is by actually showing God by doing His will. Sometimes we're so involved with things of the world that we do not pay attention to God. We believe in Him, but we don't follow His commandments. We don't follow what He's asking us. You know, that's why Jesus tells the Pharisees and all that, "You're a bunch of hypocrites, because you'd rather follow the tradition instead of following what God's commandments are." We have to look at our conscience. Are we so distracted that even though we believe in God and we're following His commandments, are we open to Him that we allow Him to get inside of us? Are we worried about the things that we don't have instead of looking at what God has done in our life and seek those things? There's a story about a little boy. He was about 7 or 8 years old. His mother says, "Whatever you ask to God in Jesus' name, He will give you." So every time you pray to God, ask for what you want in Jesus' name. So the little boy took it to heart. But he noticed that some of the things he asked, he didn't receive. So he says, "You know, maybe when I see Jesus, I'll ask Him why He didn't answer." So he began to write them in a little notepad. Well, as the little boy grew up and became an old man now, he had a stack of notebooks about knee-high. All right, inside written all the stuff that he was never given by Jesus, okay? He figures, when I see my Lord, I'm going to ask Him. So the day came, he died. And he found himself in presence of Jesus. And alongside him was his notebooks, knee-high. But when he looked at Jesus, Jesus had 2 piles of notebooks. One twice as high up to Jesus' hip, another one 5 times higher. Well, he got a little nervous, because he was wondering what Jesus had in his books. So he asked Jesus, "Can I ask you a question, Lord?" He says, "Yes. The pile of books that you have by you, what's written on those that are twice as high than I have?" He says, "In here are written the things that you prayed for and that I blessed you with." And he says, wow, he gave me twice as much than that you didn't get it. So he asked, Lord, and another stack of books that you have by you that's five times higher, what's written in there? Oh, in there are the things that you never asked for, but that I blessed you with. And he began to think, wow, I never realized he blessed me with so much things. I was so worried about the things that he didn't bless me with, I never looked and opened my eyes to see the stuff that he blessed me with. And sometimes we're like that. We don't look at what we receive, but we look at what we don't receive. How many of you have prayed to God for something? All right? And God gave it to you not when you wanted it, but when he thought it was right. Raise your hand. How many have come to that? All right? That's testimony. God knows when it's the right time for us to receive it. And we are witnesses to that. That's why saying that I believe in God is just not enough to say. We have to show God that we believe in what he's telling us. That we're open to him in our hearts, our souls, our minds, that he can work for us, that he can use us as instruments, that we can do his work. Not just having faith in God, but believing in him in that we do his work, we do his will. That we're not selective in saying, well, I'm going to follow these commandments, but well, I'm going to follow these other traditions, and not follow what God's instructing us to do. Let us today think, as we go through the day, and find out and contemplate, are we believing in what God tells us? Because if we believe in what he tells us, then we truly believe in him. Let us pray. O Lord, open our minds and hearts to let you come inside us. Let us through our works, our actions, show that we not only believe in you, but we believe in you. For this way, our work shows that our faith is true to you. Amen.